Jabin, 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 Jabin. What you doing, doing, doing?
He's our mess of a mate. He needs our help. He's the Wolf of West Street, Jabin. Hello, mate.
What are you doing?
Morning.
Hey,
hello.
Buddy. Hi.
All right.
What's
Now, can I just say this before we launch into this one? I caught up with Jabin recently and he said he's not too happy with his branding on the show. He says he feels like his brand is taking a bit of a hit.
What are
you? And he just wants people to know that while he's a mess of a human, he's not as bad as we make out, he says. Isn't that right, Jabes?
Yeah, but everyone disagrees, so where do you just go from there?
Because it's the truth.
Like, I can say that. I got my back. I don't know about anyone
You've
else.
Got your own back because no one else has it.
Yeah. That's where I'm sitting today. So, yeah, go me.
Mate, you've got plenty for us. Where are we going today?
Well, I had an incident recently where I went to a wedding. And now, have you ever been to a wedding where you're the partner of the person that is, friends with the bride and groom, and you know absolutely
I hate that situation.
Oh, yeah, that's super awkward. So you know absolutely nobody at the wedding, but then your partner, in your case, V, knows everybody at the wedding because it's one of her friends getting married. Sure.
Yep. And I was also a second round invite, but we won't go there.
Oh, so you weren't invited on the first round, and then they went, he's actually more serious than we think. We better invite him.
Yeah, so now I was rolling up to that wedding just a little bit sour.
Okay, fair enough.
But hey, that's my own issues.
I would actually rather not be invited.
Then be a second round consideration.
It's better to not be invited and not have to put yourself in that situation. But you go to the wedding and what happens, Jabes?
Well, it was a freezing cold night and they had a very, very, very nice venue. So it was really high end. It was really, really nice. I loved it. I thought it looked great. However, from the after the ceremony, the first bit, you might have to tell me now.
The wedding ceremony, then you usually launch into the reception.
That's it. So, you know, between ceremony, while the bride and groom go and get photos, there's a bit of downtime. So there was a pub they'd booked a room at. So we went there. The walk from the pub to the venue, it was minus 100. It was freezing. Anyway, I took in a bit of cold air and then I hadn't been feeling too crash hot myself. COVID-free, just so you know.
Good.
And rolled up to the wedding. Everyone sits down and everyone's sort of having a bit of a good time. I'm like, oh, I'm having a bit of an asthma attack here. So not only am I surrounded by strangers, I now don't have a breath. I can't breathe. So,
Jabin,
sorry,
before you continue this story, are you an asthmatic?
No.
Then you weren't having an asthma attack.
No, I was, because in the last, I'd never had asthma.
Here it is.
But in the last, couple of weeks.
Here it is.
I'm gone full teenage boy and had the Ventolin. So
V told me this a few weeks ago, that you just decided to buy a Ventolin puffer and start puffing it.
It clears the airwaves and makes me feel a whole lot better. And when I looked at her when I started being short of breath, I'm like, did you bring the Ventolin? And she's like,
no.
She's like,
because
nah.
You don't need it.
She's like, why would I bring the Ventolin? I'm like, because I'm dying. I am in a room full of doctors, so if anyone's ever going to go under, that's the place to do it. But I was like, what am I going to do? I contemplated. I was looking at Uber, and I was trying to Google late-night chemists to go and get one. And she was so excited for a good night, and then here's me choking in the corner.
Are you getting looks from the other guests like you've sort of wrecked the vibe of the wedding with your near death?
Absolutely. When you look over and there's a guy that you don't even know just like going.
Do you know what I think's happened? I think what happened is there's pressure on you to propose and you had a panic attack.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I get those most mornings at about 9:30, but that's fine.
When V sends you the pick of the ring that she wants daily.
Yeah, I know. I had that phone to find her.
Mate, what sparked you to go get the asthma puffer in the first place?
You don't have asthma.
Because your mum told me this as well. When I went in, when I had the cough and I went into the chemist where your mum works, she goes, you wouldn't believe this. Jabin's
got a ventilator.
He's got one of these things.
A Ventolin.
I was like, what does he need one for? What sparked that?
I was breathing a bit heavy and someone said, have a go. And then all of a sudden,
you're unfit, Jabes. You gave up on F45 recently.
And I'm still paying for it.
Oh my God.
Still, if I'm paying for it, I'm still going, right? I just don't turn up.
So many aspects we could help you with here.
Oh my God.
I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, not me either. But look, I'm starting to feel a little bit better thanks to Ventolin. So shout out to the guys over there.
Shout out to the guys.
For any campaign you want to do, I can definitely and say that you guys have a great product.
Jaben is your Ventolin influencer.
Look out, Dorito Waves.
I don't even think you can do that.
Chat next week, Jabes.
Good on you guys. See you later.
Gaundy and Maz, if you're looking for something to do right across New South Wales.
We got you covered.
This is where we step in with the whip. Right across New South Wales, but we do start with the Central Coast and Witto. What's going on this week, mate?
Hey, guys. Yeah, well, the sun's going to be out this weekend. That's a positive after like a week of dreary, rainy weather. Also, Tommy Little is in town. He's going to be at the Wyong Art House Saturday night. I heard there were some tickets for his latest show, but I don't know about that. Check out their website for details. And also, if you're looking for something fun to do with the kids, Snowtime in the Gardens at the Hunter Valley Gardens is on. So you can go there and build a snowman.
Let's go to the Riverina with Dane. What's going on, mate?
Hey, guys. In Wagga, it is all about the Lost Lanes this weekend from 4 o'clock on Saturday. Arts, Eats, Beats and Skate. Yeah, we got ice skating in the Victory Memorial Gardens. The skating tickets are available now. Visit Wagga.com and you can explore amazing art and light installations around the place on Saturday. Delicious food and drinks from 4 p.m. Go for a wander along the Glow Trail. It's going to be absolutely epic. Hey guys, in Griffith, it is the last weekend of the Archibald Prize at the Griffith Regional Art Gallery. It must close this Sunday. There is extended trading this week, so check that out. Gaundy and Maz, if you're keen for a run, get up on the hill with the Ferals for the Enderprods Half on the Hill. That's this Sunday, griffithhalf.org.au to register your interest for that. And finally, guys, get out your little dancing shoes, learn the Charleston, because the Australian Art Deco Festival is on in Leeton, July 2 through 4, so that's next weekend. Get tickets for the High Rollers at the Hydro or the Gatsby Cabaret Soiree. LeetonArtDecoFestival.com.au for all the details and to buy your tickets.
It's all happening, Dane, and happy birthday for last Sunday, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate. Is your present still in the mail from you guys?
We are the present.
Yes.
Oh, stop it. And I feel warm and fuzzy.
Asked us to say happy birthday to
I
you,
did not.
So we did.
That is
Ben's off sick this week, so covering coughs and Port Macquarie is our friend Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Total domination.
Yeah, girl, that's how it starts.
You got the Mid-North Coast, you got the Coughs Coast. It's all happening.
It is. In Coughs Harbour on Sunday, there's a kite flying festival. It's at Brelsford Park on Sunday at 10. I'm super psyched for this because I think we should do more kite flying.
I agree wholeheartedly with you.
Yeah. You're not keen, Gaundy?
It's just so easily tangled up, the kite, isn't it? And then you've got to deal with that. But yeah, I agree. It's fun once it's up there.
It definitely is. And also Sunday is Orca Sensors Day. So go to any headland on Sunday, check out how many whales you can see and download a log sheet at orca.org.au. So you're basically helping the whale population.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that a cool thing to do?
Love that. Cool. Give us that website again.
Orca.org.au.
Orca.
Because that's what a whale is called.
Yeah, I was going to say, an orca whale.
Have a gorka at an orca. That's what they should call it.
Carly, covering the Central West for us. What's going on, Carls?
Well, this is huge for Bathurst. The Winter Festival kicks off this Saturday. So basically what it means is we are celebrating all things winter in Bathurst, which includes a light show which is going to be splashed across our beautiful historic buildings, live music, my favourite food and wine, and an outdoor ice skating rink. It is literally going to be like bringing New York to Bathurst.
Oh, I love that. I love ice skating, Carly. It's so much fun.
Yeah, we've got rides, the whole kit and caboodle. If you want more info, and it's definitely worth the day trip out to Bathurst if you can make it, bathurstwinterfestival.com.au for all the info.
It's a winter wonderland. You might even see Grant Denyer there, yeah? He lives around the Bathurst
he does,
area.
Hey.
Yes, and he actually gets around a lot. Like, he's just like a local. You see him down at Coles all the time.
Oh, he gets around all right, Grant Denyer, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, I dare say, Carly, you said it's like New York in Bathurst.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he won't
Same
miss that.
Thing.
Yep.
And in Orange on Saturday night, this is a big one. It is the Orange Eagles versus the Inner City Bulls in the basketball.
Oh.
This is huge. My hubby, Russ, is actually going to be reffing, so he might be copping a bit of flack that night. But at tip-off is at 6 p.m. at the Orange PCYC if you want to come along and support the guys. And maybe bring a blanket along because I heard it does get quite cold in that stadium.
I love local basketball. Go the Bulls, I think.
No, not go the Bulls. Go the Eagles.
Oh, go the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Where are the Bulls from?
Inner West. They're city boys, you know, coming out to the country.
City slickers.
They suck.
Trying to steal our women.
Yeah, did I say go the Bulls? I meant F the Bulls.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
So Avril Lavigne's made her debut on TikTok yesterday. I swear celebrities are all getting together now and just going, let's start a TikTok because they get instant followers.
You Great.
Know, guess how many followers Avril Lavigne has since her one video yesterday?
Crap loads.
1.1 million.
Yeah.
1.1 million in a day.
Yeah, good on her.
Went to follow Avril Lavigne and her video was all around the song Skater Boy. All these years later in 2021, she revealed who Skater Boy is in the video.
She's never talked about who Skater Boy actually is. Was it based on a real person that she was dating or was it something that she just made up? What a way to come to the TikTok game with the news that apparently it's Tony Hawk.
So the video starts on her and then it pans out and as they go to the Skater Boy, there he is, Tony Hawk, ready to roll. He goes down the ramp. And it makes sense. I mean, Tony Hawk's the skater boy, right?
And when that song was very popular, Tony Hawk, I would say, was at the top of his game.
Yeah.
So that made a lot of sense. But when you look at Tony Hawk standing next to Avril Lavigne, she does not look a day older than from the music video Skater Boy, and he looks like an old man.
It's crazy how much she looks the same.
Isn't that wild?
Is she a vampire?
That's what I reckon. I have this theory that out of all of the celebrities in the world, Avril Lavigne is secretly a vampire.
Well, there's also rumours that Avril died. Did you see that?
No.
Rumours that Avril died and they replaced Avril.
Like with a twin?
Yeah, I don't know. Producer Ash, can you hear us out there?
I don't remember hearing that rumour.
This was a conspiracy theory
when
for a while.
When did she die?
I think it was in 2013.
Of embarrassment from marrying Chad Kroeger?
Possibly.
No, people thought she just disappeared and had been replaced with an evil version of herself.
I love this stuff.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So wait, is this evil Avril on TikTok?
Potentially, yeah. Could not be the real one.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Yeah.
You reckon that's evil Avril? She looks really sweet to me.
No, her skin is too good. Like,
very good.
It has to be fake Avril.
And whenever we talk about Avril, I always bring up that time where she did the fan photos after a show. And this is pre-COVID, by the way. So it wasn't like she could blame COVID on social distancing.
Oh, yeah, no, she hates people.
She wouldn't let people stand next to her. And there was these awkward photos of Avril with people just sort of standing near Avril.
She does not like humans.
If you get a chance today, Google that. It is a great
so
laugh.
So awkward.
It is good. That's probably the last time we saw the real Avril Lavigne.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I didn't know the whole rumour that she had like an evil replacement.
Do some Googling on it. It's
good
fascinating.
Stuff. Good stuff.
Hey, do you want to move on to why Hugh Jackman is back?
You got trouble right here in River City.
In Australia.
76 trombones. That's the finale, the big number from the Music Man.
This is Trouble in the City.
Oh, is this Trouble in the City?
Yeah.
My bad.
From the Music Man, so the theatre show.
So here's the thing. So Hugh Jackman, when he was in high school in 1983, played a travelling salesman in the theatre production of the Music Man. And now he's rehearsing to play the main character in the Broadway production of The Music Man.
So this is him.
This is him rehearsing tap dancing. This is all on his Insta. He just put this up yesterday. I'm guessing this happened pre him going into quarantine because the instructor's there with him.
Yeah, I thought they maybe flew back together and they could quarantine together, but this is a video that dates back before he's doing quarantine.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Listen to the guy go.
Yeah. Can tap.
Can tap. Can Can sing and is going to be hitting the theatre stage again. I'm so excited for this. And what a cool story how, like, he was in The Music Man as a kid. It was the first time he ever did a theatre show in high school. And then full circle, aha moment, now he's taking it to Broadway. It's very cool.
You're very excited on Broadway at the moment, aren't you? Because you're going to Hamilton this Saturday night.
I
so
am,
you are jacked up on Jackman News.
I'm having a theatre bender and I'm really proud about that. I love the theatre and I haven't been for a while.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed they don't shut it all down on the weekend because that would be a real bummer.
It is a bit of fun once you get there.
Hamilton's supposed to be amazing and I had these tickets given to me at Christmas time. So yeah. I've been very much looking forward to it.
Can we play this audio? This is Hugh Jackman trying to work out his microwave in quarantine.
Yeah, this is,
This is day 11 of Hugh Jackman in quarantine. Take a listen.
All right. This is morning 11. This is my microwave and I still don't know how to... When I press start, I get 30 seconds. And if I need to, I just keep pressing it every time because I don't know how to put on more. Can someone please explain? Please.
See, you can have all the looks in the world and you can have all the talent in the world.
He's lost touch with the common man.
Still do not know how to turn on a microwave.
He can't work out his microwave.
It humanises him. It makes him human.
That's the only way I use my microwave at home. I just go
30,
quick cook, quick cook, quick cook, quick cook. I wouldn't even know how to do the other way.
I'm actually completely with you.
But does he not know that that's how you use every single microwave ever made? You just hit the quick cook button every single time. Bang, 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 bang.
He thinks there's another way to use a microwave. Can I also just say one more thing on Hugh Jackman's Instagram?
Yeah.
On that video of him tap dancing, which I've watched several times because it's amazing, Tom Brady has just commented, love this. I just love that he loves that.
I think they've got a bit of a bromance going on, those two. I think everyone's got a bit of a bromance with Hugh.
Why not?
Why not?
He's a cool dude.
The Music Man hitting Australia when?
2022.
2022. Just gone 8:15. It's Hit Breakfast with Gaundy and Maz. The worst drivers on the road. It is official, Maz. If you believe 4,000 people surveyed through vehicle finance firm Moneybarn, they've done a survey. 40% have come back. BMW drivers.
Look.
Beamers.
I'm highly offended by this.
Yeah, this is by the people, by the way. So they've put it out there. Now, you drive one.
Yeah, I drive a BMW. It doesn't mean that I think that I'm better than everybody else.
Ooh.
My car is from 2010.
Okay.
And I bought, so here's the thing, right? I've always wanted to drive a BMW, but like I'm not super rich and I'm also not going to go and buy a brand new car because I think that's silly. So I bought my BMW as a reward for getting a really cool job that I had always wanted. And I went in and I bought a 2010 model in 2015. So I bought a five-year-old car, which the Barefoot Investor and Dave Ramsey and all the financial guys are like, if you're going to get a car, don't buy a new one. Buy one that's like 5 or so years old.
What is it about the BMW badge that you like so much, though? It is a bit of a look at me kind of thing, isn't it?
It feels good.
Is that what it is?
I've always, ever since I was a kid, I'm like, I want to drive a BMW one day because I think I'm going to feel rich.
Well, here's some words that came back in the survey. Hated on the roads. Arrogant on the roads. Idiots on the roads.
But I'm a good driver.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm an excellent driver, Gaundy.
Okay.
I have my racing car license.
Yeah, I know. You keep mentioning
that. I know, but that's just to prove you don't get your racing car license if you're a dud driver.
How do you get your racing car license?
You go in the Celebrity Grand Prix.
Oh, here we go.
You have to pass the test to get let on the track. And I passed the test.
I thought they let anyone drive in those things, but you've got to do a proper.
You have to do
a it was proper a racing car
4 weeks.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Of training with like actual proper racing car instructors, and you have to do the proper test to get your license in order to go in like on the track.
Right.
It's amazing, but that proves because to go through all of that process, you just naturally become a really excellent driver. So I'm a good driver.
Okay, so you don't agree with these 4,000 people.
No,
13, 10, 60. Well, let's do our own survey. Let's conduct our own survey because this always goes off. based on the car that people drive, who are the worst drivers?
Worst drivers on the
because
road.
Because it used to be Volvo drivers. Volvo
That's
drivers used to
I
cop
thought.
It bad.
Well, I thought Volvo drivers were sort of just annoying because they were just like old dudes in blue hats that drove real slow. And that was highly frustrating for anybody in a hurry.
BMW's overtaken. Range Rover also gets a mention here.
The Ford.
Ford owners also receive a mention in this survey as well. So look, 13 10 60, feel free to have a crack at whoever you please this morning. At this stage, I don't know, I'd have to agree with the survey. I think BMW drivers, as soon as, I don't know if it's me judging them though, as soon as I see them I go, oh, here we go.
That's what I reckon it is, because you have a perception in your head about the kind of person that drives a Beamer.
Yeah.
And you think they're a knob.
I'll give you an example.
I'm not a knob.
I'll give you an example.
Give me an example.
Our mate Jabin.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He drives a Beamer.
He drives a Beamer. And he's such a knob.
13, 10, 60. Have your say on this morning. We'll conduct our own survey here. Laura from Port Macquarie. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi,
hey,
Laura.
Hey, babe. Okay, who are the worst drivers on the road?
Look, I'd have to say 100% retirees driving four-wheel drives towing caravans.
Retirees. So no particular kind of car, just the drivers themselves.
Anything towing a caravan, that's annoying.
Absolutely. And they're always either doing 60 k's an hour or 120, and there's nowhere in between. They are horrendous drivers.
Oh, that's a great generalisation, Laura. I feel better. That's good.
It's a great generalisation that we accept.
One for the anything towing a caravan should not be on the road.
Let's go to Dominic in East Gosford. What would you like to add to this list, Dominic?
G'day, guys. I've got a new one for you. I absolutely hate anyone that drives a hybrid Toyota Camry.
Strong word. Hate is a strong word, Dominic.
Yep.
The hybrid Toyota Camry.
Yes.
Isn't that good for the environment?
Oh, it doesn't really bother me. I don't like the people get behind the wheel. They're slow drivers. They have no road sense, and I'm always distancing myself from them out of fear that I may get hurt.
Oh, my God. Is that erratic?
Well, half the time they don't even know their car's on. Have you been in one of those things? It doesn't even sound like it's turned on. It's bizarre.
The ones, like, you get to the lights and it just sort of, it just stops.
It's so weird. Have you been in one yourself, Dominic?
I have not myself. They're meant to be really good for
Dominic, the environment. I just want to hear what Dominic has to say. Dominic, have you been in one?
Finished.
No, I have not myself. No.
You wouldn't risk it, would you?
I wouldn't. Absolutely wouldn't risk it for the world.
I think so. Okay, great. All right, we're adding that to the list. Still no BMW drivers yet, Maz.
Not yet.
Steely from Wagga, though. Good morning.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Good, Steely.
Thanks.
Welcome to the show. What's your car of choice for the worst drivers on the roads?
Well, I'm going to upset Maz pretty hard, eh? Because the way she said... I'm not a knob. Yeah, the way you said that before about BMW drivers not being knobs, mate, you might as well be screaming out to your butler to make you a latte. That was absolute rubbish. You did us no justice, mate.
Yeah, it does feel like that, BMW drivers, doesn't it?
Did you just say you did us no justice?
Are you a
BMW driver, Steely?
No way in hell would I see myself in a BMW, mate.
You wouldn't.
What is it about the BMW drivers, Steely?
I agree with the statement that BMW drivers are rubbish.
Rubbish. Drivers or humans? It sounds like this is personal, mate.
Oh, look, it could be a bit of both. Yeah. Sorry to upset you, Maz, but...
That's all right, mate.
Someone's got to tell you the truth. Trade it in.
Happy to hear it, buddy.
How is your butler today? Is he good or is he...
He had to go and get a COVID test. I know. It's a real shame. So he's in isolation for a few days until he gets a result.
Let's round this thing out with Ray from Orange. Ray, what would you like to add to the list?
Look, I reckon it's those really big American-style trucks, the Rams and the Silverado.
Oh, they are everywhere at the moment.
Yeah,
and they're all, like, in town. It's not like they're out on the farm towing horse floats and being a farm vehicle. They're all shiny like a Turak tractor, and they take up 7 parking spaces, and they can't park them at the right angle.
Do BMW make a version of those by any chance?
They should.
Do they?
I'm sure they probably will if they get popular enough.
Yeah. I've seen some big Mercedes trucks and I think, wow, they must be worth a fortune for one of those, for sure.
Well, the Rams and the Silverados, they're big and obviously they're making up for something else that might be a bit smaller.
Ah, yes. It is Gaundi and Maz.
Hi. So this extremely talented lady started nourishedlife.com.au about 8 years ago, and she has now launched into the alcohol-free online space by launching the world's first alcohol-free store. It's unbelievable.
How good. Great to have her on.
A big good morning to Irene Falcone. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
So good. And it's really lovely to talk to a fellow teetotaler.
I know, right?
So here's
Isn't
the
it
thing.
Great?
I think a lot of our female listeners will know Irene. She's the founder of Nourished Life, which is a sort of all natural beauty products website.
So I took the toxins out of makeup and skincare. That was really innovative 10 years ago. I know now it seems normal. And now I'm taking the toxins out of beer, wine and spirits. Again, really innovative now. But in 10 years' time, this is going to be the norm.
This was music to my ears because I haven't had a drink for 6.5 years now. Whether it's having a bit of time off from drinking or whether you decide to quit altogether, there's no one central place that you can go and not feel judged.
Yes, but it's changing. You know, when I launched Sans Drinks, it was about being sexy and fun and making it really like normal. Before that, it was a little daggy.
I've noticed there's definitely more options these days, though, because my wife Jamie's going down the non-drinking road at the moment. And whenever I go in, I notice that almost every single time I go back, there's more to choose from.
Well, yeah, in the bottle shops, yes, yes, they are. But my concern with that is they do stock a lot of the stuff that's sort of been around for a while. And a lot of that stuff does taste a bit grape juicy. And unfortunately, what happens is people, they go in, they grab something from the bottle shop who aren't experts in non-alc. They won't have the best experience. And then they, you know, then they'll just go back to drinking. And so I think it's really important to know the technology has come so far. You can now take the alcohol out of wines and it tastes like wine still. You can drink cocktails, you know, like things like Aperol Spritz, and you can't tell the difference.
Maz, have you gone down that road of going to the full non-alcoholic wines, or is that sort of too close to the real thing for some people?
I guess it's just personal choice. So when I stopped drinking, I didn't go, I'm never drinking again. And I just was like, I'm going to stop drinking for a month and see how I feel. And I've never felt better. And I thought, this is serving me really well. So I don't feel like I need to replace it at all. So if I do go to a bar or if I go to a barbecue, I just take a kombucha and I'm happy with a soda water. But I understand that some people want to feel sophisticated and take a non-alcoholic option so they feel like they're still included in the conversation and the social. And I think that that's what you're really offering for people, Irene. And I think that that's a great thing to offer for people who don't want the alcohol but also don't want to kiss their social life goodbye.
This is the thing. My customers drink alcohol. So people who don't drink don't really shop with me. So really it's about people who do drink but want to just drink less often.
Irene, can I run this theory by you? Because my wife, Jamie, will have a couple of non-alcoholic drinks and I swear she gets a little bit drunk from them.
Yes.
Is there anything in the placebo of drinking alcohol even with no alcohol in it? Because she says, I feel drunk.
There is, and there is scientific evidence to back that up, particularly with beer. So they've done studies with beer. They took a group of men and they gave them alcoholic beer and non-alcoholic beer, and the guys that were drinking the non-alcoholic beer felt drunk. It triggers the same neurotransmitters in your brain.
Yeah, what is that?
That kind of happy feeling.
Yeah.
It's like the happy endorphins, I guess, that you get from drinking beer, particularly if you've drunk beer before.
Before you jumped on air with us, Maz did say she feels like you're going to be the next sort of Janine Ellis on like a celebrity apprentice.
That's where I see you heading, Irene. I see you as you're such an industry disruptor and a trailblazer, which I value in women so highly. And you're back to back on very industry disruptive business models now. You'll end up being like a mentor on Celeb Apprentice or something like that. I just feel like that's out there for you and not too far away.
Oh, that's really nice of you. Thank you. It's actually hard as a female. to run a business. It's really challenging. So that's really kind. Thank you.
Would you say the alcohol space is predominantly dominated by men? I guess, would it be?
Oh, completely. Yeah. It's dominated by angry old men who are alcoholics. And the issue I'm having is I'm trying to educate the industry that non-alcoholic drinks are not a subcategory of liquor. They're not like a type of alcohol. They're the opposite. This is an extension of the wellness industry. Mm. It's not an extension of the liquor industry. And so we need to look at it differently.
But you're doing it, and you're doing a great job. So thank you. I wish I had have done this when I quit drinking.
Oh, yeah. This is around about the – because what is it here? We've got back in 2011.
Well, that was Nourish Life.
Oh, that's, yeah, Nourish Life. Around about that time, you could have done that, Maz.
Well, I quit in 2015, and I wrote a book about it, and I feel like that's helped a lot of people. So I'm happy with my contribution to the space.
What's your book called?
It's called The Social Rebellion.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just I decided to write my journey kind of for me as a bit of therapy and then turned it into a book and a bit of a 31-day, if you want to stop drinking, here's how I did it sort of vibe.
We have to make the alternative sexy. Oh, I love that.
Well, if it's appealing to you, sansdrinks.com.au, you can check it out for yourself. Irene, thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very, very much for having me.